Yes, no, it's a very interesting experience.
Good morning, everyone. I think we should make a start. Well, have you ever made a presentation in front of a large audience? I mean, 50 to 100 people.
Well, yes.
Some of you, good. I'm Robert Jackson, and I work for a training company as a consultant and trainer. And I am here today to share my experience with you on how to prepare and deliver presentations. My talk will last about 45 minutes, and I have some handouts here. This talk is divided into three main parts. Firstly, I'd like to discuss the planning of your presentation. You know what you want to say, and you want to make the most of your chance to say it. Then I'll be talking about how to say what you want, and we'll be discussing some useful techniques to help you get your message across. Finally, I'll be looking at how to deliver a presentation successfully. I'll be happy to answer your questions at the end of my talk. Then we'll do some exercises that will help you feel more confident in preparing and delivering presentations. After that, we'll be having a coffee break, and then you'll have 2 hours to prepare and give your own group mini presentations. So far, we've looked at today's program. Now let's move on to the first points I'd like to draw your attention to: why you are giving the presentation and what to say. There is always a message you want to get across, the aim of your presentation. Now, this doesn't mean you are supposed to say directly what that aim is. If you are going to sell something, it would probably not be a good idea to start by saying that. What I am trying to say is that you should identify your aim and always have it in mind when preparing your presentation. And now we move to the second point, what to say. I think a plan helps your presentation take shape. You may change it, of course, but the important thing is to have a structure to follow. The plan may go like this. Conclusion. Yes, that's right. I strongly believe it often helps to start with the end, because that's where the result, your aim, comes in. First impressions last. If you don't say something at the beginning, it may never get heard. It makes sense to start with your main point. The other important thing about the beginning is that it should catch the audience's attention. How can you make people listen to you? Try to give your talk personal appeal, and you'll succeed. For example, if you're going to sell electronic dictionaries to students, just ask them, how many of you have to look up a word in a 400-page dictionary, or have to take a large dictionary to school? Lots of you. Good. My product will help you. Here are problems everybody in the room can identify with and understand. Is that clear to everyone?
Very clear.
Well, next is the body of your presentation. What should you include here? Well, obviously, this depends on your presentation. I would recommend not to have too many main points. The audience will not remember more than 4 or 5. And now conclusions again. Summarise your main points. Think of something interesting to finish with. Before I go on, are there any questions about the planning? Let's now turn...